I'll do it.
Mm.
Yeah, I'll not wait for validation from anybody.
Because mm. mm. yeah. unajua, like one of the things mkujua just of course it's you and your kids.
Yeah.
So how does someone who's not a deadbeat still end up with baby mama drama? How does that work? Ekonene. Episode 333, tukisema like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend to tell a friend, sindio?
Yeah.
Na leo tukona mse, I need introduction, of course, na pia ni one of the most requested guests on Ekonene. Tukona mse, mwenyewe Oga Obino, ni aje Buda?
Oga, the top is in the building.
Yeah, unendelea.
Ekonene.
Yeah, Buda, jo, asante kwa kutokea.
Thank you for having me.
Unajua, after uchukue range, tulishindua like, do we have the range to contact? You
know, so you know when you spoke to my people, you know, my PSPA,
yeah. So Buda jo kazi safi sana,
asante.
Tume ku mention mara kadhaa, mwambia gase kuna so niambia ga mwafia so hard working, naambia jo kuna mse fulani ufanyaga na I look lazy, man.
Like I wonder who that is.
Yeah, uko na YouTube channels ngapi?
I think about 5, yeah. 5 or 6.
Na zote zina content.
Yeah, I have Obina TV Extra, My Woman KE, The Weekly Show, The Obinas. Mm. Then now the new one that we are starting. No, let me not say the name for that one.
Mm. Kuna ingine na kam?
Yeah. So what I discovered is, when you optimize a YouTube page to a certain type of content, when you put a different type of content, it doesn't pick. Because kama saa watu mezoea hii vibe, so kileta ya familia wao na pika, watu haita kwa na hits kama hii. So fungulia kupika yake. So ni mwaf jikoni. Yeah. So when I discovered that, so that's why the Obinas, my kids, they have theirs.
Okay.
The weekly show where I'm with them on Facebook has its own. Yosani, the satirical comedy news type of. Then Obina TV Extra was a subsidiary of Obina TV.
Yeah.
Obina TV long interview, the shorter ones are going on Obina TV Extra. Then nikafanyiwa 1, 2, 3. So nikamove, nikarudi Obina TV Extra. So Obina TV na iguzanga hivi kidogo, niko like, when I'm just about to hit 500,000 subscribers, I'm like, ah.
Yeah.
But we always, you fall down 5 times, get up 6.
It happened to Obina, the channel itself?
The Obina TV.
Yes, Obina TV.
Watch, I'll tell you off mic. yeah. But it's around that time when I got the letter from KFCB.
Yes.
And then, yeah, around that time, then a lot. Okay, I made some wrong decisions. Yeah. And I made a deal with the devil.
Okay. Because me, najua, I remember kuna time ulikuwa na fa kuenda live. Ukaambia wasi singeza kuenda live na this channel.
That was Babu Wino time.
Yes.
Tulienda, then waka block. So when I hosted people like yesterday, I hosted people the whole day, we are live, we are good. Time ya Babu Wino, tumesha maliza, tumekachi ni atuenda na click, it's not doing the thing it does. We restarted the whole computer, nini, nothing. Restarted the internet, nothing. Went to Obina TV Extra, nothing. We tried the Obinas, nothing. We tried on the weekly show, nothing. But when my director tries on his YouTube, it works. We're like, okay. So we recorded it. By around 3 a.m. in the morning, we were posting it now. So tukasema tunaenda ku record na Babu Wino just before maandamano.
Yes.
We record it and then now we upload it as an episode. And we uploaded. And when it premiered at 3:30 a.m., we had about 6,000 people watching it live.
At 3:30?
At 3 in the morning.
Damn.
We were like, yo, they didn't know it worked on our side. Yeah.
Okay. Because kuna kwa gana hii, the story that I always hear is people always say, always have a backup channel.
Yes, always.
Because me, always. I've been the person who just risks it. Like, sijai work on a backup. So unaniambia, I should.
Look for backup. So right now, you should open a YouTube page called Mwafrika. Just have a YouTube page called Mwafrika.
Yeah, you iko.
Ama Ikonini, backup, something. Because anything can happen to this channel. And if it happens that you've not started building traffic on the other one, then you start from zero. Ama una give up.
Yeah.
It's the same thing now happens on TikTok. TikTok is very, it's normal. Unamuka tu page yako iko banned. Uko like, what did I post? What did I post? So because people are in cahoots, there's some people, they come together to shut other people's TikTok pages down. Like mine, inafikanga million kadha, inashatiwa. Saini kwa ya nne. TikTok. I'm like, my G. What I post on Instagram is the same thing I share on Facebook and I share it on TikTok. It's the same thing. I don't do no nudes. I don't do no nothing. Do you know there's a time my WhatsApp was banned?
WhatsApp?
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Yes.
Hey. Now I wonder. Yeah. I was like, what the hell? Yeah. I just got up. I'm like, you've been banned from WhatsApp. I'm like, what? I'm like, WhatsApp has been banning people.
Yeah.
I got rid of that number for a while. I think I didn't use it for about a year or something. But it's like been my official number.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
I got to the other one. Then by that, shaka, nice auto meshika shika. Then all of a sudden, like, ah, you're welcome back to Jumanji. I'm like, ah, shut up.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah. Okay.
Like, woman. Who even shuts down WhatsApp? Kwani, what am I sharing?
Like,
ni juzi, million a juzi yake mini kozile za, okay, welcome home. I've been here before.
So, WhatsApp, if you are banned, what happens? They send you a message.
Chat, you can't do, yeah, you, when you're not even ambiwa, this page, you cannot access.
Mm-hmm.
You've been banned. And so that time, I had a lot of, it's like there was a demonic thing that was hovering around me. That time I was working at Kiss.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I had a very big fallout with my baby mama. And it was very public because I kept on defending myself and a couple of people kept on misunderstanding my cry. You know, when a man cries for help, we don't come out and say, please help me, man. Tunakuwa zile za nini buda achana na mimi ndakufinya such things kwendeni huko nini. So when a man does such things you feel so mine was the ones for I will deal with her, I will sue her, da 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 da. And when I was talking about that, people were just like, ah, look at his ignorance, he's so arrogant, he's so da da da, he's egocentric, he's masochistic, da 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 da. The names were shoved and she was lashing out, and every time she was lashing out, I was reacting. So I was playing her dance moves. Alikuwa na ni guide. Unashona wenye kobra wa inaguidiwa na. So I was falling into the, but I didn't know any better. So when that was happening, at the same time, I got my Facebook, my Instagram, got my Facebook, first of all, Ikaenda.
Yeah.
The page, I had a very huge Facebook page, Ikaenda. Then my Instagram got shadow banned. You know what that is?
Ile now hauonekani sana. Huko
bro, na post TV, napata comment moja ikisonga sana. Na ni zile za page ya uzwa. Yeah. Una post TV ungo like 13 likes. Like 13 likes? What do you mean? I'm Obina, bro. That time I'm on Kiss Niko Hapa, like I'm living my dream. It's what I've always wanted to do. Then that time my brand was huge because I was doing a show called Kula Kula Show, and Kula Kula was huge, you know. So my nini got shadow banned, then kidogo nini kaenda my WhatsApp. Even when I posted, guys were like, hey, kwani nini mbaya na wewe? What's happening? I think also when I started also TikTok kidogo kidogo tena sijui ya kwanza ikaenda. I'm like, you need some cleansing.
Yeah.
You need some cleansing, kidogo. So that time there was a lot of things that were going wrong. But it taught me a very serious lesson. When it's raining, the sun is going to shine. When it rains, it pours, yes.
Yeah.
But after the rain, the sun is going to shine. But also always remember, when the sun is shining, the rain is coming.
Yeah, I know.
That thing has always been a dark cloud that hovers around me. I don't enjoy good moments for long. Because I start worrying about the bad moments.
Okay.
So anytime you're winning, bro, always just know there's just something. And somehow, I always enjoy more when I'm in my dark spaces because I know sunrise is coming.
Yeah.
But when I'm in the sunrise, I'm just like, bro, itaisha. Itaisha, man. So what do? So I always have a backup. So always have a backup plan. Whether it's YouTube, it's a job, it's a career. Okay, it's a show.
Okay.
No, thank God, kuna backups mbili. We don't get it.
Izo waga muhimu sana.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Izo watu zifight. Okay. Damn, so yoni ni yako imenishtua jo.
No, it happens.
Hizo mwa, okay.
Hiyo shadow ndiyo. Kwa zunaju uneza kuna bonga peke yako ni didoni.
Bro, it happened. I was banned for a while. I used to feel so bad. Yeah. But then later, I conditioned my life. And also, I've tried to condition my kids to that. Where I don't base my life based on likes
or reviews. Yes, man.
Even most interviews I do, my PA, Omosh, you've seen him. He's the one who will tell me, hey, ile interview tulifanya nanibe songa. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I don't want to go check.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, if I check, it'll make me feel some type of way. So I'll post it if it jazzes me. Whether you like it, you view it, you don't view it. It's good vibes and I've posted it. I move with it. And it's the same thing that I've tried my kids. So when my kid started the YouTube page,
yeah,
I wonder like wanna recommend, dad, you want YouTube? I'm like, no, you know, this digital, dad, put us on YouTube. So one day we did a video accidentally, it was vibes. Nikasema, let me just post it. I used to have a lot of their videos on my phone. Then it picked a life of its own. Right now there are over 100,000 subscribers on their YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
And guys love whatever you do because it's non-scripted, it's very organic. We just talk about different things with them. And when it happened, my son used to go like, dad, you love it, you me part of your. So later I sat them down. I was like, listen, guys, it's not about the views.
Yeah, yeah.
It's about how you feel because that means everything we post, untaka kuna views, no, you kota feel poor.
Yeah, I'm gonna feel poor.
Achana nayo. So me judge the condition during that shadow ban. Bro, me wanna post. You gonna one view, nini, nini, whatever. I'll just post mbaka later when it end up ekiaki as juliendaje. And you continue. TikTok inafungwa na fungwa ingine. I'll post ikona views 100, ikona 1 million. It is what it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's the same thing that also kept me going with my music. I've done music for long. I used to rap. I've done dancehall. I've done what? But when I did comedy, people were like, yo, we love your comedy. That time the Nigerian thing was taking over. Yeah, then I had very good voices. So I was a Nigerian brand and it's changed my life. And it set up my life until now. Because it set the precedence of who I am now. And when I do music, a lot of people are like, wachana na mziki, bro. Wachana na mziki, fanya tu comedy. And I'm like, so what I'm thinking, you're telling me as who? God? Why do you think I'm doing music for you? I'm not doing music for you. I'm doing music for me. Bro, I love it when I'm in the studio. When I'm making beats with producer, I'm like, bro, apa niweke ka piano to pige hivi. Me, I make nearly all my beats with my mouth. I'm like, apa nataka bass line, nataka something. Na, alafu anapiga. Bro, I feel so nice. And then I get the booth. Me, I write my songs in the studio. I'm like, yeah, tuende nini, let a microphone. Napiga, to change up. Nikitoka. I listen to it in my car. I'm over the moon, bro. I'm living la vida loca. Then I take some huge amount of money. I put in a dope video because I feel good. Then when I pay my director and I pay the vixens and the cast people and I build the set and the location, I feel, hey, these guys are going to earn something, man. And they get it. And I'm like, yo, that's nice. And I get home and I play my video and my kids look at it. And I'm like, yo, dad, we told you to stop dancing with women. And I'm like, no. my daughter Lola does not like it. Dad, we told her. I'm like, it's just dancing. It's just a video. And sometimes they're like, dad, we like this one. This is dope. And they're dancing and they're vibing in the house. Bro, I love it. And when my mom listens, my mom is like, hey, this is so nice. And then you put it out there. And then 1 month, 5,000 views. 2 months, 6,000 views.
Yeah.
I love comments go 15, amani 50. Stop singing. Wacha kunyonga sauti. And I'm like, guys, it's not about you. It's about me. I like it. So whether you like it, if you don't like it, we move. And then last month, I released a Luo jam. I think it's the second Luo jam I've done. It's called Welo. And the song is just going. And it's hitting a million views. And I'm like, it's doing well. I see you. And then guys are like, wow, amazing. And I'm like, oh, you guys are realizing now? I'm like, I have some 5 more that are fire. And I'm like, if this is fire, you guys didn't check this other one that is fire. And that thing even happens with comedy.
Yeah.
Bro, my jokes that I've written and are fire. Guys, look at them like this. But the other ones that are, by the way, guys, like, oh my God, bro, this kid, okay, I'm like, like this one for Everything is Big in Nigeria. Guys like it. And I'm like, bro, there's a set I did for hip hop. Bro, that set is brilliant. The way I wrote it, the way hip hop in the States and Africa is different. The way in the States, they talk about things like drive-by shooting. In Kenya, you can't do drive-by shooting. You drive a pop-up corner jam.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, and I'm looking at this thing, I'm like, yo, and I'm like, in the States, people have beef. In Kenya, you can't have beef. The hunger, by lunchtime, you've eaten the beef already. And I'm like, yo, guys, listen. And then guys are just like, no, ask me, that's why the sexual one. Everything is big in Nigeria. I'm like,
yeah.
So most of the time, if I do the things I do, this is what I'm saying. I love doing it. I feel good doing it. Secondary opinion is null and void. Bro, if you like it, good for you. It could jazz. But if you don't like it, I like it. The same way I like myself, bro. You don't like me, that's fine by me. I like me, I can deal with me, I can live with me. But now the problem is if you talk like that,
yeah,
uko na ego.
Eh, watu somo na kiburi.
Unajisikia uko na kiburi. Yeah, yeah. Okay, unataka nifanye, unataka nikuwe zile mazee, unajua mimi sijipendi. Eh, bro, mimi najipenda. Yeah, yeah, so it happens in career wise, in life, in every decision we make and how I decided to live my life and my kids. If we are happy, bro, whatever we do and it's right.
Yes,
and
yes.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
I'll do it. Yeah, I'll not wait for validation from anybody.
Because unajua, like one of the things mkujua just of course it's you and your kids.
Yeah.
So how does someone who's not a deadbeat still end up with baby mama drama? How does that work? Because mostly inakuaga kuna tunaduige. Unajua? Like
yeah, hiyo inakuanga hata kama unadu. Bro, you can be the most amazing father in the world.
Yeah.
But you'll still be painted as deadbeat. It all depends if you have a baby mama who's mature enough to differentiate emotions from reality.
Yeah.
Most of the times our emotions cloud the reality of life. For example, nimekupenda alafu umewachana. Niko na hasira na wewe mazee. Oh, umeniwachaje mazee? Nini mazee? So instead mkisema mazee umeniwacha, so mimi nasema umetuacha.
Oh,
okay.
Umetuacha. Unani babenyu ametuacha.
Yeah, najuaga hizo.
Sijawa wacha, nimekuacha. Bado niko kwa life ya.
Got away.
And then now what also happens in most baby daddy situations? So I'll talk in general because if I say my own, it has to revive other stories.
Yeah.
I don't want to bring attention to. We are in a good place now, so I don't want to. So I'll talk generally because I've been there 4 times.
Yeah.
I know the streets.
Yeah.
So what happens most of the time with baby daddies is most baby daddies did not want to be baby daddies.
Okay.
Most baby daddies didn't even want to have children. They wanted to have sex.
Have fun.
Yeah.
They
wanted to hit it.
Yeah.
And hit it.
Hit it. Hit it good.
And hit it good.
Mwambia ga ia nizile za oposorena.
They are like, oops.
Oops.
Like, yeah. Anakalia zile za usinyambie ume.
Yeah.
Okay, so nikuambie. Yeah. So most inakuanga, they were just having fun. But now the mistake that most of us men make, including myself, we always ignore the part for every decision has a consequence.
Yeah.
And what I came to learn later in life is, as much as I did not want to have that child, I could have protected myself. Could have pulled out.
Yeah.
Could have used protection.
Mm.
Could have chopped my epididymis.
You see? You know, where is epididymis? Like, shit, okay. Didi amekuja. Yeah.
So, or I could have nyongad.
Yeah.
You know, there were a couple of options, but you chose to still finish Kumalo and you landed in mass. The minute that you land in mass, whatever the woman tells you, bro, it's secondary. Because she'll tell you, hey, don't worry about it, I'm safe. She might not be.
Yeah.
Or she might be planning to trap you. Or she might be safe, yes, but also safe is relative. Sometimes I'm a Saudi Zaki or something.
Yeah.
Ama anaweza kuwa ndio amechukua hiyo contraceptive, then it backfires. There's normally a lot of things. Ama labda nikucheck tu akasema mzee ana potential nini. Nikasa mimi saa hizi where I am in life or as a person, I'm not sure if there's any average woman who might find out they're pregnant with my child and they will want to abort it.
Iko nene. Ongeza iko nene.
Iko nene. Yeah. When they find it, so some women will look at it like, I would want a father like this for my kids. So it's not even about me. Now it's about her selfish reason with her kids.
It's not even selfish. I think inasemekana ni human nature. Like the females wananidigio protection. Na protection saizi comes in the form of financial.
No. Before the financial part.
Sufficiency.
So, yoni second part. The first one, yoni selfish ya, nataka baba kama huyu kwa toi wangu. Either it's aesthetics, how you look like, da.
Yeah.
Wengine how present you are with the other kids. So they're like, I would want my child to have this. Now the financial part is the third part. I'd want financial stability for my child.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
So there's normally that one. So there's a couple of reasons that happen. So labda pia, amekupangia tu yopi, amekucheki akasema huyu pia. So as a man, as much as I come from the school of thought of, before a woman gets pregnant, it's only right. You tell the guy niaje, minapanga kushika ball. You know if the guy is mentally ready and financially ready, because that means there are two people that you're now going to adopt. The liability is coming to you, the mother and the child. Because as a man, automatically, if you impregnate someone, you need to be there. Secondly, before she even gets pregnant, she should be ready mentally and financially, because with or without you, she should be able
to take care of the
kid. It's not supposed to be about you. You are not taking care of the child. Okay, and what are you doing? We text two to tango. You see? So if I'm not able, you should be able. But if you're not able, then why are you thinking I should be able? Then you're assuming that you're going to make the decision for me. You get? So it's a lot of... So as a man, before you sleep raw, make a decision, say, are we akishika ball? I'll be able to. You see? So it's normally a lot of... Okay? So most baby daddies, they didn't get to that school of thought. Hawa likuwa na gudhana uloro, mautamu ikazidi, opu sorena. Then the baby's here. Then like, okay, cool. Like, okay, wow, okay. And then when this person is pregnant, you realize you don't have so much in common. Whether it is love, or it's reasoning, or it's maturity, or it's tolerance, or a lot of things. Or you just feel they're not good parents. But you know, someone who's not a good parent would not like it if you tell them, hey, yo, you're not a good parent. What are you telling me? Ni mtoto wangu. But I can see from the outside. So most people don't take criticism positively. Okay? So when that happens, a lot of issues come. Also, sometimes the woman realizes, this man is not who I thought he was. Yes, he was good looking and nini. But hey, kumana pena madame. And you're like, duh. Utaka ni pena mamorio.
Yeah, yeah.
Ama, akume ananga do. Nilifikiri akona do. Kumbe alikuwa na set. Ama, hey, ubo ya nothing kama fala. Nilifikiri ubo ya kumachua. Kumbe nivenye likuwa nakutana for dinner. Tunakanee 1 hour na ungea vitu machua nini. Ukishina nae the old day kumata ana kitu ya kusema ya kuni. So when they realize that now, you guys decide to separate. Ama whatever happens. Then you guys now have a child involved. Now two different entities. Now when this happens, two things happen. Either you are very mature, the two of you. Now you realize, hey, we have a child to raise. Let's put a bullshit aside. Let's raise a child. Ama, the other side that happens is, our bullshit is going to affect the child.
Yeah.
So, fali wawili wanamenyana, nyasi ndo inaumia. Na kutukana, unanitukana, kila mtu anaumana. So that is where most baby daddies and baby mamas in Kenya are. The one for, umenituzi, sindio? Aya, situmido. So as a man, yes, ndio tumido, yes, you've won. But guess who needs the money? Your doy.
Yes, yes.
And sometimes the woman is like, atuzi tume pesa, we don't need it. Yes, you don't need it, but guess who needs it? The toy. So every decision you're making as either baby daddy or as a baby mama is going to affect the child. Hiki kimutu miata sema lawa one mtoto wake. Yeah, but guess what? You're raising a child without a father. But the father wants to be present. But because of your ego and attitude, you think you're doing the right thing, but it's for you. It's not about the child. And the same thing comes across, baby daddy. Uyu mama misa mpatia umtoi. But guess what? You're raising a child without a mother. So later, unakuna wonder, where did the rain start beating you? The child was being raised as a single entity. So mtoya kukua na both sides. Aya, now it comes into now the negativity that we put on our children. Niki kwa na mtoi naongea mbaidi ya madhake. Unajua mamako ni mjinga. Mtoya nazi absorb. Mtoya na grow kukule mse either to resent mother, ama to resent father. Because the children, trust me, they always know which parent was the problem. They know. Like me, when I grew up, I look at my kid parents, I remember everything my dad used to do, I remember everything my mom, I'm like, this nigga, I'm a this woman, I'm like, and kids grew up, and they'll not say it, because it's not their place, but one time, they'll just mention something, you're just like, eh, kumbe walisikia hiki kitu. So, no matter the side that you've decided to take, it hurts the child the most. Unamwambia vitu mbaya ya parent wake, wanabaki wakiziabsorb. Unamwambia hivi hivi, wanabaki wakiziabsorb. Haya, imefika ile point ya sasa watu wapimane misuli. Okay? Unapata msichana tu madomo mwanaume, but hayuko allowed kuna mtoi. So what does a man do? Mimi natuma kadomo wazee, msitumi domo wazee. Now do you know who has costed the child's better future? The mother.
Yeah, that's the mother,
Because the father sent the money, then wants to see the child, but the mother, because of her attitude, oh, nikupatie mtoto ndio upeleke mama laya wako. So definitely the child is not going to spend time with the father because the mother has decided. Then the father will withdraw. Then now the mother turned online, kutukana the dad. Deadbeat dad, ni. But you know when you go online, it's not helping anything.
Mm.
Because online in-laws will not help you do shit.
Mm.
What will they do? Watatukana obina, ama tukane muaf, ni. Then itaishi hapo. Do you know where you can be helped? Children's court.
Mm.
But why are you not going to the children's court? Because when you go there, they'll drill reality in your head. Watakwambia wacha ujinga. Si ana provide. Si uruhusu aone mtoto wake. Then was the issue. But you can't go there because they are not siding with your side of the story. Unataka watu, you want a pity party.
Which is online.
We were siding mtoto nini. So in a fikile point, msame tukano online. Akafika, oh, many tusi. Aya, what next? Ya tamuka hasoli yake, atapiga, atakunya teizake, atena kwa mamalaya wake, and life will move on. But now this father is missing to be present in the child's life. And the vice versa is also true.
Mm.
If it happens with the baby daddy and the baby mama, it happens the same way. So it's always just, it's a very tiny space where a lot of people need a lot of awakening.
Mm.
And sad to say, we don't think the same. Like myself, bro, I've made so many mistakes in parenting, even in co-parenting with my baby mamas. Mm. And then I've gotten to a place now where, bro, I don't fight.
Yeah.
Bro, where I'm right now, what you want to do, the good thing is I already spoke with the kids and we sat down and we understood each other.
Mm.
And they all have phones. And I told them, listen, mom, you need anything, call me.
Okay.
If you don't have food, go to the next shop, ama supermarket, whatever. If you don't have a phone that time, mwambie pigia babangu. If I don't pick, because they know I don't pick numbers, I don't know. Mwambie text dad. Mwambie dad, call me in ABCD. And I'll call immediately. Take whatever you want over there, eat it, I will pay, then go back to the house, chill like nothing has happened. Oh, this is happening, Oh, you're being told, you're being insulted, Mommy, do insults cause any physical harm?
Mm.
No. Don't think it has something to do with you. It's about the person. When someone comes and bullies you or does everything or says anything about it, it has nothing to do with you. See, you are a good person, mommy, baba. Yeah. So you roll like that. Listen, pay attention, don't respect anyone. Be kind, nyamaza. Then when we meet, full vibes. Tell me about it. I'll support you. I'll advise you. We'll laugh about it. We'll do whatever. Let's go cook. Let's go watch a movie. Let's go trampoline. Let's play football. Let's swim. Let's whatever. But I'm trying to manage a situation that is already, and I should not be managing a situation.
Mm.
You get. But since you're already there, and if I decide to get involved, it's going to get messy. It's going to get chaotic. So what do you as a man? You take your L. So that is what I learned. With a lot of the mistakes I've done before, I learned how to take my L and shut up. Because that's what most men are doing.
Yeah.
And what I didn't know before, I was like, no, I'll talk about it. I'm like, no. Right now, I know better, bro.
Yeah.
No matter what happens, I'm like, oh, you want to talk about it? Please.
Mm.
You'll talk about it. The ones who support you will support you. The ones da, 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 da. But the ones who know me. And you know the ones who know me that I really care about and that I really value their opinion? My kids. They will sit down and when no other parties are there, they will sit down and go like, dad is a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
My dad is there for me. My dad loves me. My dad will always be there for me no matter what. That's enough.
Mm.
No matter what any other person thinks, like... It's the same way when you look at some of the videos you post with them. If someone watches a video for 10 minutes, they've already deduced a conclusion.
Mm.
Oh, this child is... your parenting style. I'm like, you've watched a 10-minute video, bro.
Yeah.
I've known my son for 14 years. The other one for 11. The other one for 10. The other one for 7 years. I'm like, and I've been there all through. So you see, a lot of lessons I'm learning, I'm always trying to teach a couple of other men. I don't sit down and tell you, bro, fanya hivi. Naifanya. Then we're on a venye nimefanya, copy paste. You see me playing football with my son? Go play football with your son. Because your son wants the dad presence.
Mm-hmm.
You see me cooking with my daughters? Go cook with your daughters. You see me playing with a doll with my daughters? Play with a doll with your daughters. You see me driving with my daughters? Drive with your daughters. Why? Because I don't want to tell you, atiniaje buda, fanya hivi. I'm not a professional.
Yeah.
I'm not an expert. Mm-hmm. I'm experimenting. And like I've said, I've made so many mistakes from stealing kids to school, from school. Wanaibwa kwangu, napeleka vita huko, vita inarudi hivi, napelekana kwa children's court, naenda nsaya mdo, nasema nipeleke kwa children's court waniite, nakuja, nasema, this is where I wanted us to be. That's why I even told the child. Like, I've had so many. But until now, we're just experimenting. But when a baby mama and a baby daddy are involved, bro, there's a lot of variables. And then you can be the best father, but maybe a terrible boyfriend or husband.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm.
You can be the best mother, but maybe a terrible wife or girlfriend. Same way, you can be the best wife, but be a terrible mother.
Mm, mm.
You can be the best husband, but be a terrible father. You know why? Your wife or your husband, you're not blood related, bro. The way they think is totally different. The way they've been brought up is different.
Kuna kuna ngine ya kijaka. Ian, ya kijaka ni zako or can what?
Yeah, but it's true.
Your wife is not your relative.
But it's true. It's very true. If you look at it pragmatically, it's very true. Their blood, the way they've been brought up, what they've been taught all their childhood is different. But your kids are your blood. So, struggle so much to be the best parent to your children. You might fail as a husband or as a wife. You can always find another one. But kids, bro, you can never always find another kid. That child you have, that's yours. If you have a different one, that's also that one. And your relationship with them is very different and very personal. So never judge just people. Oh, you know. And then also for every story you see, there's always two sides.
Yeah.
There's always the predator and the prey. Sometimes the prey will be seen as a predator because of how the prey is packaged. Sometimes the predator will, people think that's a prey because of how the predator is packaged. It depends. Unajua kuna samaki inapiganga tu shock.
Yeah, anajua. Inaitwa ill. Yeah, ill, yeah. Wakena kutandika shock ingine
ichua. Mjaduwa kicheki, akuko ushago. Mbuta buwana mbuta. Anaenda kuishika because ya anaona, it looks like a prey. That's a predator. Anashika. KPLC. Kama anajoka nyapawa. Wala yukenjoka nyapawa kato steam IP. But it's just perception. And also there's so much you don't know. And there's so much that a person does not know, they don't know. About you or about themselves. So let's not conclude based on what we see.
Yeah.
Yote ni vanity.
But kuna kitu unijaza nayo vile umesema ati dem anafaa kukuambia kana nataka mtui. We try kuimagine kuleta imu sema gadem akifanya hivi. Ile time uko ndeve, anakikwambia nataka mtoto tutalea. Alafu sasa inatonga postnat clarity. Afterwards you go like, what did I say?
2 minutes later, like, what?
Yeah, like, but what did I say?
But that thing even happens with ukiwa na kinyeji yako polite. Unaipatanga hivi ni, unasia, cover the face, fire the base. Bro, the minute you fire the base, ha!
Yeah.
Yo, sura ina.
Unarealize, siyezi escort to them kwa stage. Siyezi pita nembe le ambogi.
Yeah.
Sema, bro, umeduni. Unageoka hivu na mwangalevu, unana tu mwafu.
Dude!
Yeah. Like, what? Obese! Like, obina, no! Umepatu, vijizima, like, the club, zilikozi na vanya hivu, lukuna
hakiambare. Yeah. Eh, unajokile taivo, utapatia Ian depression. Ian ashaye tuambia alichota choko. Yosa wani beste yake.
That was a friend.
Kwa daikuwa beste yake. Unajua sasa, beste yangu alichoko.
Oh, beste yake.
Yeah, beste yake. At the next day, washamalizana na dem. Umsa kunusa dem ati alikuwa amewaka. To the next day, alinotice vile dem alienda chini ya bed akatoa glue.
No, alikuwa amwambia chukue viatu. The fact that dem hata hakuwa na viatu.
Yeah, na dem pia hakuwa na viatu.
Ile kitu alikumbuka, vile aliambiwa viatu, akakumbuka the something else aliacha chini ya bed. So alichukua tu glue yake. Akamwambia, okay. My bad.
Wasi.
Unajua, ukipatanga dem kwa club ana viatu, it's a normal occurrence. Because heels, wanini, wanatoa na
gudubu.
So akafikiria labda kiatu.
Okay, damn.
The glue is where I drew the line.
Yeah.
Raka bulldog.
Yeah. Uchama liona dem si kiatu.
Like, damn, man. But so far kuna watu wanne.
Yeah,
watu wanne, all ni different moms.
No, I got 3 baby mamas. The last 2 come from the same mother.
Okay, uliamua kutulia at some point.
Yeah, so when I got before my last kid.
Mm. Myself, 14, 11.
14, 11, 10, and 7.
So
10 and 7.
Mm.
So I've said this story many times before.
Yeah,
so let me just give you a trailer.
Yes, yes.
So when the 10-year-old, we started going to school. I was taking her to school. When she was coming to school, she used to ask about me. Babangu waka iko. Babangu wako ama yuko.
Yeah, okay.
When finds the dad is not there, she'll become dramatic. Atalia nini, napigiwa simu. Mama, mambo ni nakuja, nakuja, nakuja. So I'll go see her, feed her, sometimes wash her. She will sleep, play with her ni nini. So ikanza hivyo, akishalala mina chomoka. Akishalala mina chomoka. Then I know the in a turn. Akishalala una relax. Then watch a game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Watch a game. Watch a game. Unapati waka chai leo. Kesho umekarangiwa kas fish. Kwa na karanga fish. Zingine steamer, bro.
Yeah.
Ile.
Yeah, hiyo fish. Hiyo. Fish steamer. I like you. That's a dope way of thinking. Brain yama in overheat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would eat, then kido kido go, unaona saa ile una chill. So una place ameka. So kama mamake ameka ile side, umeka hii side, umekula, pole pole. Then kidogo anatoka pala, anamove upa kwa mwaf.
Yeah, najua guys. Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
In the process, before anakukalia, before you know it, you guys are back to it. You're like, man, but we thought we were turner. You're like, oh, but I've noticed, nika uja move on, nika miss ya move on, let's try ni nini. So before we knew, chidi chidi bang bang, then now... The last born, yeah, what's up? I'm pregnant again. I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, come on, bro. We've been here before, man.
Yeah.
I don't want to know what the baby It's fine. Let's try and make it work.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, cool. So let's move in together. So we moved in together. Was there, took her to the hospital when my daughter was being born. Siku kula nyama for a while after because I was in the theater.
Oh, ulingiaga. Pia mimi nilingiaga.
I would not advise it. I would ingia angalia roof. Angalia si mkono lakini
kwani wako ilikuwa si serious ama ilitokea pale tu kuzo wangu alitokea ile area niko nashindwa it took me time before I got confidence ya kurudi hapo eh ujiona kichwa ime stretch hiyo kitu kwa like nini nimekuwa nikidanganywa cheza like damn eh
because nakumbuka uliniambia mimi nilikuwa nje of course nilo umedungwa ka ka whatever ka lab coat na nini
yeah
nakumbuka the look on your face kwa like
ilichukua ilikuwa
ifanye hivi
Mila nchukua time. Mina kwa ga honest. It took me, sikia hii, took me 6 months to go back, jo.
Same story. Yeah.
Ukiona?
Yeah.
Kusuna shindua, wame kwa kikudanganya. Aki. Misa kichwa niza piti hapo. Aki
naniumeza.
Hili kwa shit.
Uli maliza atile area.
Yeah, jo. No,
area 51.
Yes. Iyo.
Oh my God. Eh.
Yeah. So, yako ilikuwa? Si seri ya nama iyo?
Tusema duwe na 51.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kwa seri na 51? Tu seri na 51? I think so.
Yeah.
Me,
yeah.
I was so shocked because ni wana venye na finyo hivi, I love you, see. Okay, let's not get graphic, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Na mtu saizi anosha matumbo.
Yeah.
Yeah, so after that I was a bit like, hey yo, so ata kurudi inakuanga a bit tricky. Was
yeah, inakuwa yo. Yeah. Ila kompe.
So we tried a little bit. I was like, okay, now I want to try and do right. Because remember by this time I already had my other two kids. That was my firstborn and secondborn. I was like, now let's try and consolidate this family. Let's try and see what will work.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I said, okay, let's try. And we tried for about 5 years.
Oh, you know, we tried. That's good. That's good.
But it had its ups and downs and everything. And then at some point it was just yeah, like, yeah, we've really, it's, you know. And I was like, adios amigos. I think I'm a stage yangu ni apa. So it was, that was a story. So that is how the same baby mama had two kids.
Okay. Okay.
So because this was the second try and we really wanted to try. Yeah.
Lakini wewe ni jamaa kabisa yani. Cause nikwambia kwa nini?
Yeah.
Kusika kuna mtu wa 11 different baby mama na wa 10. You know what I mean? So a raw, oh baby, I like it raw.
So
like yeah.
Okay, it depends with how you view it. So my first son who's 14 now.
Yeah, yeah.
I got him when I was 20.
Oh,
this
damn.
Was my
okay.
first
okay.
sexual experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, the reason is I was raised as a Jehovah's Witness. And for the values that I was taught and the Bible and everything, I viewed premarital sex as a sin. And I was really afraid of doing it because also when I was in primary school, tulionyeshwa this STI video that used to be brought in primary schools that traumatized the hell out of me.
I think ile ya Rafael Tuju.
I think that's the one.
Walikuwa
na vagina
zinaanguka.
Hizo manini unaona makudni. Hizo kama kudni manini, hizo ma whatever. I was like, if this is what I'm going to get, I don't want to have this. So I was scared about that. Then also my values from church. So when myself and my dad disagreed and my dad disowned me and akanifukuza kwake, so I came to Nairobi kwa Chokosh. Then fast forward, I took myself back to school. That is Isili Educational Center. Then I met my first baby mama through her daughter, who is my goddaughter. She's called Immaculate. And me and her, we struck off. We became friends.
Oh, okay, okay.
So later, she was the one who was teaching me a bunch of things. Because you know kuna zile kalongo zile watu hizo ni wamefanyaga but that's not like sex. So my first sex was the first baby mama and I was like, yo, nobody told me.
Yeah, my
man. Like,
yeah. That first feeling inakuwa like damn.
Yeah, like what? Yeah. So you see now from my school of upbringing, nobody told me about proper protection or knowing about the consequences of early
what parenting to
mother. And
everything. Hata ungeambiwa, bado ungefanya tu. But tuendele.
No, but it depends with a person. No, there are some people who, when they are told, like myself, I'm having these conversations with my son.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to explain. I'm not telling my son. I'm telling my son, now imagine when you are 19 or 20, then you bring here a lady who has your child. What happens next?
Okay,
you do realize
okay,
all the
okay.
plans I have for you.
Yeah.
Like I see you traveling the world, doing these amazing things. Now you can't do them because now you have to be a father to this child. So think about that before you make this decision. There's a there's a way to say it.
Okay, okay,
you don't tell me, well, na kuchapa. You know, but then forbidden fruit is normally sweeter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So there's a nicer way to tell somebody. Like if someone told me, hey, do you know now the minute this person is, but now from Ushago, inakuanga zile the minute you land your first check, oa.
Yeah.
Bibi atakusaidia kuweka together your finances. So that was my school of thought. So even when I met her, when I was doing my KCSE and she would give me 10, 20 bob, I would eat chapati chafu hapo, kinyago hapo, biafra yo slamiko hapo, I would go back to school. So when I got my first job as an office messenger in Westlands, Kipro Plaza, 5th floor, it's called Greenwald International, I moved to Landimawi in a Mabati house. I was paying 4,000 rent. I have all my properties. Niko na kitanda kangu hapa, niko na TV huko Aukma, niko na Ampex home theater.
4,000
nyuma Mabati, bro.
Yeah, how big?
Balling kadogo ilikuwa inafika penye hii, I think this is a speaker, but this is a power bank.
Yeah,
on the internet.
Yeah,
this one ina come heavy, ina pita hivi. So I had my small bed, I had my TV, then ka plastic chair, then my Ampex home theater, then kale ka TV stand kalikuwa kanauzwa na Kumat, kalikuwa ka black. I bought it, I think it's 900 or something. Hiyo then sapa ndo na manguo zangu, niko na kale ka stove ka kuzima na puff, na maji na zimia nje. Kuzima ndani uta dead. Yeah, ukizima ndani ni kana manda mano. Yeah, that one.
Unakamaliza gana nini hiyo? Kana jazaru.
Yeah. So I was bawling. So you know when I have that and I'm being paid 10,000, bro, I'm rich. Niambi huyu mremo ni aje? Pull over. So she came in. So we tried to make it work. But this was the time when she got pregnant with my firstborn son now. Because me, I was like, I'm rich, bwana. Me, I'm rich, bwana. Kuna pikipiki. Unalipwa 10,000 per month. Kwa nyumba 4,000, bro. I have 6,000 to play with. You guy. From Ushago. Unalimia wase, na uzanyasi, nafanya mjengo. Then nika kamapa, nika pigia inda. Unalipwa 130 per day. Kwa float my containers are 90 kgs. Nimepigia hapa hoteli. Hizo zote. So unakamchi, unakachi. This is big money. So me, I was settled. So that's why I was like, we can have a toy. So I was not even careful for whatever. And she had Emma, and Emma was adorable. And Emma loved me. She still does.
Yeah.
And I love kids. So I was like, let's add one more so we just have two children. No, most us rich people, you know, I had 10,000 bob. Rich guy. You know, us rich people, we don't have too many children.
Yeah.
So when it happened and my job ended, went back to Shago. My son was delivered in Russia, in Kisumu.
Okay, okay.
And my dad had to leave for us his one room in, because this time now we've started making amends because I'm a rich guy. Just put it out there. 10 G's, bro. Na pia nilikuwa na two savings kidogo hapo. So akazaliwa Russia. The mother had that kasiya sila kwenda hivi juu. Back in the day, they still had to do it. Nafungana tu, ni nitua blue. ilikuwa hizo tuzi twa blue. So akatuachia hao yake kisumbi because after a few days ilifani mrudisha toleo yako kanini. Then ushago ilikuwa bit far. Then kitambo matatu za kitambo they were bit rackety. So yo kutingiza yuzi nonyalo. So tuka stay hapo. My son was small like this. I used to look at this nigga. He used to sleep the whole day. So I used to go and try and wake up. He would just sleep. And I'm like, then I love it. So when we went back to the hospital, a couple of days, nikambia manases, mtoto ni mgonjwa. Analala sana. Mbona lika watu wengine manases waliraruka. Then after I think 8 days, I did his circumcision. Then we went out shago. So shago took I think a month. But this shorty was not used to shago because he alilelewa Nairobi. So I remember the mama, her mama calling me, telling me, oh, unanitesia mtoto, nini nini, nataka rudi Nairobi. Then akatumianga fair karudi Nairobi akaniacha ushago. So she came back with my son. Now that is how our relationship ended. And I always say if she never came back, probably we'll still be together. Because me, if you're with me, I will ride with you. As long as respect to continue, I'll stay kwacha kwa mata. Even in my friends and even family members, if you're true to me, I'll me I'll always come through for you. So she came back and you're like, ah, and the mother was like, atutaki story yako. Yenye amuna whatever and ushago was bad. Because bro unakunywa uji na mahindi, you know it's the same thing.
Najua.
Yeah, uji na mahindi is the same thing because uji ni supu ya mahindi.
Ama
ni juice ya mahindi. Kwanza ni ile nini ya white. Unapiga mahindi hiyo ndelo, unapiga na uji. Hiyo ndio na uji na sukari. Sometimes that's the only meal the whole day. Mukipata mboga ni matawi za beans. Matumatawi za beans kidogo umepata nini ya bell ila brown. This shorty has not been used to this life.
Afuja vile umesema nini ni kuonyesha the cycle of life. Vile umesema ati unakunywa uji bila sukari. Right now kuna mse a very rich person anachukua uji bila sukari kwa sukari it's a mess body. Okay.
So she came back to Nairobi and so that is how I got my first born son. Then now later when I came back to Nairobi, I remember maybe 4 months later, there was a time when she realized I'm back. I think I did an interview for K24 kwa street tu akaniona kwa TV akol boys amemoka. She came, she dumped the toy in Congo. That time naishi was a car saba hapo T4. Bora li dumped toy in Congo, but I miss out niko deep west tumeenda ku perform. Nimeenda kutafuta chance huko ya ku rap nini. Napigiwa simu saa hiyo usiku naambia bro mtoi ametupwa hapa kuja. Wanaume wametoka indao mpata mtoi. Nimerudi teke mazeni nimefika mtoi yako kutoka 4 months.
4 months?
Yes.
Au huko ishiota?
No, single stay to me, bro, I'm destined for greatness. Nakao cha nifanya nini? Shacha wa maga kutoka, mina rudi Nairobi. Sini lichaka vea. Iruka 3-4 months later, minika come. So, akaniona nimefanya ka interview. Kitamu na juli kuwa kio na kamera, unatokelezea. Niaje munataka watu wako interview. Nini. So, that's what I really wanted to do. I still have that picture by then until now, the year K24. So, when aliona hivyo, akafikiria umsa mamoka. So, akakamzile, hey, mina atasaka na mtoi, akamaka da mtoi. Then, akaishia. Bro, yo usiku watu kulala. My son mwambie kitu yo happened this story. My son alinyonya hii lip the whole night because analia bro. Unaboga. Ah, ametulia. Nikaenda nikabuy milk. Sasa mama next ndo alituchanua wezi patia mtoto hiyo milk venye iko hivyo, it's too heavy. So you have to dilute it with the water. Then sayo mnyonyea ziko, it's too late, tumebuy kale ka kitu that ka plastic thing will hurt nini hapa juu. So unampatia na ka spoon, unamkago na ka spoon, bana mtoto hiyo alilia. Hawa sio amelala chini kwa floor hivi juni Okongo hizo hapo mix hapo T4 ndo number 6 ilikuwa ni one room, kuna ka kitchen kadogo then room. So kuna sio amelala kwa bed, kuna sawa melala hapa chini. So mimi nimekaa hapo na mtoi hivi maze. Pia sipigia wakelejo asubuhi wanaenda inda. Hiyo ndo ilikuwa haso. So niko hapo na mtoi. Nini akilia? Kaongea na madhangu. Mata kasema, leta mtoi home. Wewe dele na hustle. Kambia saa. So the following evening, ilikuwa nafaa nipeleke mtoi Machakos. Niende na ushago, ni mwache na mamu, ni rudi, niendele na hustle. So, si mother ameenda. The following day, wacha sasa matiti muume. Maziwa. Bro ilifika saa 8 hivi mimi najasa nime relax sasa jienda mahali kuna mtoi nini mtoi amenisumbua whatever sijui I don't know anything. Nasikia tok 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 nafungua hivi. Nataka mtoto wangu. I'm like what? Mimi sasa nijapanga everything bwana niko hapo napeleka mtoi home mtoto mgani? Nataka mtoto wangu. It was not a nice scene. I was very angry and I was like man But later we sorted it and that happened. Mm. So you see, that was my first baby mama. Mm. Then now fast forward to the second baby mama, we used to do shows in town. Myself, Fred Omondi, Owago Nyiro, Othul Othul, Mr. Nags, Rainer's called King D, Ama Jamal. We used to do shows in town, club shows. Mm. Yeah. So I used to do comedy, then I do music, then I dance. Mm. So there's a club called Roast House.
Apo nini Koja?
Koja. Mm. So we used to be there every Sunday. Mm. Okay, it's called, I think, Kicheko Sunday. Okay. So that's where I met my second baby mama. She used to be a fan. She used to come na anachafua meza. She tells their daughter. Yeah. Brianna tells me, Mama, kwa nanambia likuwa anachafua meza kwa show yenu. Nambia, yep, that's right. Yeah. Kama anachafua meza, man. Si tukua hapo mazetu na perform na perform. So we put a hit list. So it was me, Owago, Othul, I think, and Fred.
Mm.
I think even Jamal was part of it. Mm. So unajua tukiwa kwa club mkiona mashauri kama unajua as we are members here every Sunday we know who are the usual faces. So that ule sasa kila msasa tumi mistari. Somehow I won. Yeah. So later she's allowed me to talk about this.
Mm.
She cool peoples now. She told me there's a song I used to do, it's called Shake Them.
Yeah.
It was a dancehall song. Shake them, make me feel nice. Shake them, make me feel cool. Shake them, come to the light. Shake them and show them what you got. So I used to drop this song and it used to make her.
Yeah, okay.
So that is how my other kid came into the program. Okay. So when she used to look at me, she's like, who that guy? I'm like, hey, shake them. So me don't need to win. So to kanza my vibe, nini. So because we saw kwana rudit na rudio Congo, nini. Usiku yeye alikuwa anaishi Ngara. So we just walked na pita hapo Kirinyaga na panda hapo. She used to live somewhere there. So I would go sleep over at a place. It was like a small mabati crib. She used to karanga githeri beautifully. Okay. She's Kikuyu. So
yeah. You know, come and see fish in githeri. Okay.
So fast forward, we tried to have a relationship. Then it did not work. But we are cool people. Then one time I've moved on with my life. And she loses her job.
Okay.
Yes, this is how I remember it, okay? She loses her job, so she called me crying, da-da-da-da-da, this has happened. And then I went, I'm a shoulder to lean on. And of course, a shoulder to lean on.
Is a dick.
I captain! So that is how Brianna was made that night. Because I was told about Brianna's pregnancy later. Like, hey, by the way, you know, I'm pregnant. I'm like, what? I'm like, really? I'm like, oh, I'm gonna enjoy you. I'm like, yeah, for real. I'm like, okay, cool. But you know, we're not getting back together because we are not together.
Yeah.
But since it's already happened, so Zatralea. And then now that's how my second born came.
Okay.
Then now my third born, remember the club scene? We used to be at Roast House, used to be at Tribeca, Club Hearts, we used to be at Zip, we used to be at Riviera, Club Sevens. Rumors. There's a couple of clubs in town that got meshika sana. Unapiga shopa miatano, miatatu, nini. Yeah.
Betis.
So at Tribeca,
we're
now Fred, now show ya Fred ilikuwa Tribeca. Yeah. Every Sunday, ya Nags ilikuwa Roast House. So unapiga ya Nags, unakami side. Na sangine Fred piange kunyiba shana kambi, ah, enene mkule pesa ingine kuhuko. Because mekama kashake late. Yeah. So here, now is when I met my third baby mama.
Okay.
She was a waitress. We hit it off. We became buddies somehow. We were vibing. Then I was having a relationship with another lady. Okay. Let me not mention her name, but I've spoken about her before.
Yes. Yeah.
Then this lady gave me a very serious heartbreak. Very serious. Then I've spoken about it. I'll not talk about it now.
Mama Brianna.
No, a different one. No. This is my girlfriend now.
Yeah. Okay.
Remember when Brianna was being made, me and the mom were not together.
Yeah.
I'd already moved on with life. So this other one, the reason I'll not get into details because now Fred is no longer here with us, okay?
Yeah.
So let's just leave that one. So she gave me a very serious heartbreak. And then when I was healing, now my last baby mama was in the periphery. And she was good vibes. She was a good person, We hit it off. Everything was happening. Everything was going on well. And then...
Okay. Maybe Papa and I may confuse. So the girl who's the waitress is the one who gave you heartbreak.
No. That's my third baby. Because
that's your third baby. So before her
is now when I got now my first, the first love of my life. Like the proper love of my life.
Yeah,
like,
but Buddha Joe. Meaning kwa manhole, like, you know, I'm trying to keep up with your number. Like, damn. Because
it's just three, bro. It's just three.
Zizi, ni kwambia kwa nini?
Yeah.
Brianna alizaliwa, which month?
Doizi kwa hapa. Wacha ni kusome.
Tengele kalenda.
Yeah. So Brianna alikuwa 10th December, tarehe 4.
2011.
Yeah, this is
2012. Yes. Yeah. 2012 alafu wao mwingine alikuwa amezaliwa
ngoja kwani wa Miriam Range
May 2011
ati May 2011 yeah huyo ako hapa yeah yeah
May 2011 okay yeah. Or at least it's more than a year. I was
it's
like damn this
it's more than a year.
At least you waited a few months.
Yeah, yeah, shit. Yeah, yeah. Nipamba, ni. Yeah. Like I used to frequent Roster sana. Mm. So maybe vile umesema hizo posters naona Fred somewhere.
Yeah.
And maybe nishaenda hapo ukiperform.
Yeah. Fred was the highest paid because he was a superstar and Eric was big and Fred was big because yeah na Eric wanakuwa confused all the time.
Mm.
Yeah, then most of the time nilikuwa mtu wake wa mkono. So tulikuwa tukipatiwa hata thawa iko inafika 500, 400, 300. Fred alikuwa anakula 10k.
Mm.
Okay. Like come roast house.
Mm.
Ata kama pige nda, pige nini, then arudi Tribeca kuchukua ile 30k yake, that pia si narudi huko tena kuchukua 200, 300 yetu, tuna combine.
Mm.
Yeah, oh, yeah. So it was team effort. Yeah, it was team effort. We put together a couple of coins here and there. Yeah, yeah. So there was that. So this is now my third baby mama.
Yeah.
So you see, so if you look at the way the things were unfolding, most of the time people, hey, you really like, I'm like, okay, one, who doesn't? Number one. Secondly, the fact that I have evidence does not mean y'all are not engaging in protected sex. Just because amuku patikana, ama some of you are deadbeats. Does not mean that. Bro, I know people in the industry.
Mm.
I know someone who has 11 toys.
Jamach Piretina.
Yeah, but watu wanajua wawili. And I'm like, my G! And I know another person who has 6 kids. I know another one who has 5. I know another one who has 7. And we sit with them like this. And I'm like, huh? And I sit down and people look at me, Obina!
Yeah.
And I'm like, why are you judging me? Because I put my spams in the open? You see them walking around? I'm like, 1, 2, 3, 4. Because you don't see yours does not mean.
Yeah.
Cool. So that is how I got my third baby mama. Yeah. That's the story.
Okay.
But I've spoken about it so many times.
Yeah, and I understand. Yeah, ile design. And I've been kuambia Ian, like, one of the most romantic things in Zambia, demni, ero much biru.
Surely. Yeah.
The fire is coming.
We are not going to get it.
Like, nika combine ile kijaka najua. I can't use it anyway.
Yeah, don't use it.
You're going to wenyewe. Jamach Pierre. Ero match biru.
Jamach Pierre tena.
JPT.
Just say JPT.
JPT.
Kwanga JPT. Sijuko JPT ushaiona gaota. Ota niko na cheka sana. Kuna time nimeishia ota alafu ilikuwa a funeral. So there was this very slim guy. Ile like ameshikilia belt kabisa. Alafu one of my uncles walifakwa kama my dad's. Kwani neno Jamach. Unaona? Kusawa jaka waga nayo belief at someone who freak has a lot of sex ends up with like a small
body.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Small nini. So inakuwa gaibu. Oh, okay. Na nini, so your journey, your fatherhood imekuwaje?
It's very bumpy.
Because there's something you said, the reason why I'm asking you this is, there's something you said in different words.
Yeah.
Look, unasema, una experiment. Like, being a dad, you experiment a lot, yes?
Yeah.
And I've said it here in different words. Musa Maga, like, a lot of us don't realize that when we first met our parents, they were youth.
Yeah.
So since walikuwa youth, they're also doing guesswork. It's not like they'd been parents before.
Yeah.
So inakuwaga. So yako imekuwaje?
Yeah, it's been very bumpy,
but
I'm enjoying most of it with my kids.
Yeah.
With the baby mamas, not so much most of the time. But I think they're also learning. You know, it's the first time that they're doing this.
Yeah.
And it's also the first time I'm being a parent. I've never been a parent before. Then also with every child, I realize the way you're bringing them up is individual.
Mm.
The way I raise my son is not the way I raise my daughters. Mm. They're all different. Lola has a different personality. Mm. Ada the same. Brazu the same. Big Boss the same. Like all the kids are just... Kuna ule ukimhug tu yako sawa.
Yeah.
Kuna ule ukimhug kwa zile, mbona hujanikiss? Because I'm Brian nowadays. Hujanikiss katikati. Hapo katikati.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Then Lola sasa ye usipombeba sasa tena uweze na saumpendi. Yeah, I'm like, yo, mama, right now you are too heavy. You are too huge now. Isha pita.
Yeah.
Yes, I Ada na yako tu zile, umcheki, umangalia, umpatie ile signal na kuangalia. Ako tu sawa. Yani, they have different personalities and they want different things and they communicate differently and they are learning a lot from life. unakana mtoi kuna kitu anafanya ama anasema uko zile za hii hajajifunza hapa.
Yeah,
kuna ile anakuwa uko zile za I thought you should know this. Then unapata hajajua, then you realize it's you who has not taught them. So it's a very bumpy road and it has taught me a lot of patience. And that is why most of the things I'm doing now, I'm trying to be better.
Mm.
The reason is this.
Yeah.
I want my kids to have a very different perception of myself when they grow up.
Yeah.
And I want them to also have a very different perception of life when they grow up. I don't want to project my fears on my children.
Yes.
Like zile za usifanye hiyo mimi nilijaribu hiyo kuwork. Mimi huyo sio mimi.
Yeah.
And I also don't want them to I really want to do this so you have to do this. I also don't want that. I don't want to project my fears or my dreams onto my kids. They want to do different things. I want them to experiment and I want to be there to guide them all through. And I want to support them and I want to love them. You see the love I didn't get from my dad, I'm revenging on my kids.
Yeah.
But now lately I also got into a different type of awakening where I realized maybe I've been very hard on my dad. Because also my dad didn't know how to parent me. I was a different breed of child.
So kitu interesting, the reason niko na kuuliza jia watu hii
and
inataka sasa to rewind because I want us to rewind back to the childhood
back
to fike the relationship with your dad because I've seen you talk about it.
Yes.
And I'm like naweza taka kujua nini. So you grew up?
I grew up in different places. Eldoret, that's Munyaka. We used to look down on the guys at Kapsoya. We're like, you know, they were guys from the ghetto.
Yeah, so
when you look at them, you feel me figure. Yeah, we moved back to Shago. That's in Maseno. Most of my childhood have grown up around Maseno. And my dad was always in and out.
Yeah,
he was also traveling. He was a salesman.
So, Muko, a family of what?
We are four siblings.
Four siblings?
Yeah, we are four. Three boys, one girl.
Three boys, one girl. Where are you?
Mom and dad.
Apa?
I'm the second
number?
Born.
Oh, you're the second born.
I'm the most unique child you'll have.
Mm.
Like the first born is, wow, the first child. Then the second one, like, oh, another one. Then the third one was the only girl. Oh, wow, the only girl. And then our last born, wow, the last born. So the second born, I was like, what's so unique about you? There was nothing really unique about me.
Yeah.
Apart from my educational skills. Yeah. So my elder bro has always been very silent. You see, and my dad really wanted me to be that.
Oh, okay.
Like he was the guy that when my dad would pull up, he would always be doing the right thing at the right time.
Yeah.
When my dad pulls up, he'll find him with a book. And I'm like, this nigga didn't even have a book. He was just arranging the shelf and dad akaingilia at that time. Like unaola to guardian angel wao anakuwa tu anaoverwork, anaovercompensate. I have to watch TV like a great wall nini. I mean, I'm going to watch yangu kwanza. I'm going to watch. Then I'm going to watch yangu. Naeka yangu hivi dada naingia. Steve, pop! Coffee. Cousin TV too. So I can figure a point where my dad will pull up and anguze hivi TV ni moto. Steve! Naingia, pop!
Nisha mbega asajwa kuguza TV moto. Tuende, most. Because, So, you're saying your dad used to travel. So, mother going to do?
Housewife and she sometimes she'll sell plastics. My dad was obsessed with this theory for selling, always having a side hustle. That was really never a side hustle.
So
she'd sell plastics, kabesheni, kasaani, that nobody would really be buying really. The time we had a kasimu ya jamii that I used to run, mna kamna two bobs, you five bob, una mweke, una mfinyia, una kata. That one, we had a kashop. These two small things. But my mom was most of the time a housewife. But when we were in Eldoret, she was a nursery school teacher. That's what she went to school for, and tailoring. And she was a very good teacher because she taught me nursery. And she loves kids until now. I think I got that thing from her. I just love kids. Mi hata tukiwa hapa na kuna mtoi hapa. Mtu hata kujetua kaya hapa. Somehow, hata kazi ya ongelesha. And pets. I also have that with pets. I'll show up, you'll have a puppy, whatever. The pet will just come and chill next to me. Somehow. I don't know why that happens. But so, my mom was doing that. So, when we went to Shago, there were no schools taking.
So, nene, reason ya kutoka LD, what happened?
Transfer. My dad was transferred to Kisumu. And because Kisumu is close to Shago.
Used to do sales for?
Alifanya sales a wow. Easy ringos, the round ones. Then, akakama kaza kufanya auto express automation. Walikuwa na wazazuji makalkulator, masimu, zile Motorola za kwanza, 2288, T2288 hizo, zile masagem. Then, akakama akiingia National Printing Press. then kuna time pia alikuwa anafanya Anvi Emporium. Anvi Emporium, they sell books in schools. So you go to different schools kwambia, oh, we sell textbooks nini nini stuff. But before akiuza wao alikuwa na bicycle. Na kumbuka alikuwa na bicycle zilikuwa mbele kuna kataya kadogo, then kuna ka kitu hivi so zinaingizwa hapo ndani hizo mawao mingi mingi then unakanyaga. Yeah, so he did that. He's done a couple of sales. He's a very good salesman.
Yeah, okay.
So that's what he was doing. So when he was moved to Kisumu, we came to Kisumu, but it was like a mwezi kana mimi Kisumu. Unajua old people mentality wa kitambo, bibi akae nyumbani. So ushago sini hapa tunyika, yani ushago mimi nikae Kisumu. So he would come sometimes. Then he also went to Kisii. He worked in some petrol station in Kisii. The time we were in Sondu with him, karibu tuliwe huko na Maasai.
Oh, yeah. See, mimi mswa Sondu.
Kwa tulifichwa kwa ceiling board.
Si ocha kwetu ni Sondu.
Sondu.
Yeah, nishambia gani. Kwa
tuliwe na Masere bwana. Zile watu
wa Yes, nambia niko naambia hata Ian like sisi waga na close to Wakale so much that a lot of people wameshindwa kulea ngombe. Cuz Wakale ni kama wa Masai, they believe that's their ancestral animal. So they'll come for that shit at night. Na inakuwa so hata kuna grandmother alichapagwa sere hiyo aro.
Kitu ni normal.
Kwa side ya mother.
Yes, kwa side ya mother like she spent her last maybe 10 years on earth akiwa like paralyzed there cuz your shit cuz they came for her cows.
Sometimes they even lesser to
the point. They don't even know they do it what
sometimes also if you just hit the wrong artery ama the wrong nini
nerves and whatever.
So sisi walikam because my dad in Sondu hiyo time alikuwa na workshop ya Mwindi I think. Then so alikuwa mpati wakakeja kadogo hapo nyuma. So I think we are going to visit. I don't remember. It's a bit blurry. It was a long time ago. I was young. Then I remember the guys came to raid the whatever. Akatuficha kwa ceiling board.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Akatuficha kwa ceiling board. Tukapanda kwa meza. Kika kiti. Tukapanda then akasukuma meza. Then so tuka kwa beams. So unajua kwa ceiling board kuna the beams. So akatuka kwa beams because walikama wakachapilia manini zingine juu. So kwa melalama njeza kudunga. Then wakavunja vitu wakaenda nazo. So we've been in a couple of places with him and he was just a salesman. He's always been a salesman. Either anawa kwa shop ama anauzia mwindi, but amewakia waindi for long.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so hii ni so Sondu mlikafualo?
I don't remember, man. But it was not a long time. It was I think my dad was the guy for most of the time. You'd just go visit him kidogo, then rudini kwenyu.
Yeah. So buda alikuwa Jakanye.
Kisumu Karateng.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Namada? Maseno. Mami is Nyakano.
Oh, Nyakano. Yeah. Ahero.
Chiga. No. Chiga.
Chiga si... kuzumi kano naijuaga na Ahero jia the floods and the rice and
no,
the...
No, this is Chiga. It's the other side.
Yeah. Yes, kuna yes. Rice huko pia mazi?
Not so much.
Yeah, kuzumi kuna kukano rice. Yo rice ya nina kuwaga like it's soggy, but it's really, it has this very distinct taste.
Yeah. Sikia venyana. Yeah. Naongi ambaya jia. Si. Mamangu anatoka. It's soggy. I'm like, yeah. They have your shine.
Yeah. No, Zizi, I really like your rice. Yeah. Inakoga nini, but it's very... Ukikula utajua ini ya kutoka Masai za Ahero. Yeah. Oh, okay. So, Primo, chuo?
Primo, so when you moved that side, I went to Elhobe Primary School. Ilikuwa huko Shago. And I was the most active child because when I joined the dancing music, I kuwa na music club per se, but tulikuwa nafanya hizo music festivals and around. I was the guy who would go in the front and say, ladies and gentlemen, in front of you is Eluhobe Primary School with a dance entitled Omutibo. Then I go back, then I become a monkey who do those to dance. So I used to do that in primary. Then
what a place na try kuona hapa ni at what point do you, because as a child I don't think you can have a messed up relationship with your dad. It reaches a certain level of age. That's when una realize, like, me and my dad are not cool. So at what age do you ulianza ku realize, me na Buddha jo, atuko kwa the same page?
No. Mine I realized from Eldoret. From Eldoret. So
LD, you're how old?
I was very young. I was very young because I think, was I in Eluobe at around 97? I think I was 7, 6.
Oh, damn.
7, 6 apo. But one thing that most grown-ups might not know, kids remember, because me, I remember a lot of things when I was young. Do you know, I think I've said this before, I remember when I was in nursery school in Eldoret. It was called Alpha Nursery School. My bro, I think, became number 1 or 2, and he was given a biscuit. These biscuits, they were easy, kama Oreo.
Ampatona nani sasa? Buda ama chuo.
Ni kama award.
Yes.
So hiyo biscuit ulikuwa mbili ziko hivi, then unaitwist hivi, then ilikuwa na some pink cream. So ni so watu wao wanakuilamba.
Yeah, naikumbuka
hiyo. So nikaenda kumuomba. Akaninyima. then nikaenda kumshtaki kwa dad nikilia. My dad had come for that Parents Day something. Dad, nimeomba ameninyima. My dad told me, next time work hard and get yours. Bro.
This I've time you're like 5 years old. I've
forgotten that thing. Yes.
That's when the cookie crumbled.
Yes. And I was like, this nigga is never gonna defeat me on nothing. And since then, I was always number one, number two, or number three. But I remember it from then.
Okay.
And coming through my life, even primary when I was doing all these things, I remember my dad used to just hit me for the sake of hitting me.